Hey, it's Zach from The Thang. Appreciate you listening to the podcast. If you get a chance, rate this thing, subscribe to it, all that different stuff. We would love it if you did that. Now, enjoy.
Hey. WXLKHD. Rono.
Oh my God, I forgot to tell y'all I almost died over the weekend.
Oh, yeah. No.
What?
I had a brush with death at the grocery store.
But you survived. But what happened?
Well, I survived so far. I don't know yet. I'm not out of the woods in my brush with death.
Wait a minute. If you're not out the woods and I'm nervous and I'm now in the woods.
I know.
Well, yeah, you might be in the woods. I don't know.
Good gracious.
What?
I think you're fine. Hi, good morning. It's Antoine. It's Monica. She's safely out of the woods. She's in the she shed or the bomb shelter or the panic room, whatever you want to call it. She's broadcasting remotely. Antoine, you're in the thick of it, man.
Oh, boy.
You're here.
What happened? I don't even know if I want to know, but I kind of want to know.
I mean, you're going to have to know now at this point. So good morning, everybody. I went to the grocery store on Saturday, or as, you know, we all know it now, hell on earth. God, I just can't even with that place. I told you, it's like the worst episode of Chopped where that basket has nothing you want in it. And then you're just trying to avoid anyone and everything. And you're wearing a mask. So you're trying to hurry through as fast as you can, but not too fast because you'll pass out because you can't really breathe with that stupid thing on either.
Sweating and hot.
Yep. Rolling through, trying to, you know, back in the day, used to pick up a piece of produce and decide if it was one that I wanted. But, you know,
take your time.
Right. But I'm trying to not touch any of those things for my sake, for anybody else's sake. So now I'm sitting there like eyeballing lemons. You look juicy. Okay, let's go for that one. But it has nothing to do with any of those. I am at the grocery store and I am checking out. So my groceries are running through the thing and the young lad is bagging all of my groceries and the bags are piling up, you know, because again, you got to do giant orders. I got to go grocery shop for my mother. So I got two orders I got to pay for and then they're sitting there and I'm emptying out the cart and blah, blah, blah. So it's finally time to put those bags in. So they're all sitting around. So, you know, okay, they're sitting right there. A lot of times I'll pick a couple up and throw them in the cart as well to be helpful. And when I did that, I grazed hands with the bagger.
Oh, no. Oh. You got to chop that hand off. That hand has to go. Why do you still have two hands? One of those hands should be gone.
Oh, man. It was like the end of my pinky finger and the end of his pinky finger, and it was a half a second graze. That was the first human contact I've had with someone I don't live with in 2 months.
Zach, you cannot be out here pinky promising all willy-nilly.
No, you can't.
Oh my God!
What do you think this is?
What am I supposed to do at that point?
You chop your finger off. This is the Walking Dead. It has to go.
It has to go.
It has to go.
But realistically, I'm
being realistic. I'm not sure why you had to point that out.
Well, I went. So what I did was then I kind of, I left this hand. I didn't touch nothing else with the hand that grazed. And I pushed the cart out to this is so stupid that this is what we do now. And I go out to the car and I open it up and I have hand sanitizer in the car. So I sprayed it on my hand and then I wiped it off. So I think we're good. We're good.
I'm disappointed that you still have that finger. That finger should be gone. You don't care about anybody. You're selfish.
I need my fingers.
You don't need the pinky. You don't need that pinky on that hand.
It's for the grip. You know, they say the pinky, when you ever like you get a boo-boo on your pinky without the grip, there's no gripping.
You will learn. It would take some time.
Okay,
it will be tough, but you'll learn.
I feel like I have put up with enough in this world and I'm walking around with a mask and every other stupid thing. I demand to keep my grip. I'm not giving it up. I'm not.
Monica.
Okay. Well, you know what? You need to stop going to the grocery store.
Okay, well, I just won't eat. How about that?
Somebody's not responsible.
What am I supposed to do instead? How are we going to eat? I got to feed a family.
Order to go.
Get an order.
Same thing.
But then everybody... that's the dumbest thing of all of this. You'll say, well, I don't go to the grocery store. You know, I'm safer. I use Instacart. I'm like, yes. So that guy whose job it is to hang out in the grocery store all day long, he's the one that's touching all your groceries. How's he safer?
If you are listening this morning, text 523-53. Have you done Instacart and grazed pinkies? Because right now, that sounds a lot safer.
I promise you that somebody who's doing shopping for somebody else has grazed pinkies or at least had a hot breeze go by them.
No hot breeze. I need to hear of pinkies, index thumbs, middles, or rings.
I'll see
brazen.
Nobody with an Instacart logo on a moon suit bouncing around shopping in a hazmat container while they're around there. So don't act like it's some sort of bubble.
I just can't believe this. You put me in dead. Put the pinky down. Before the vent
nope.
catches the air.
This
and
is
it's
the new
still substance.
I'm giving Antoine the 2020 finger. It's my pinky finger. Just this one right
gosh.
Here. That's right, son. You're in it now.
Oh man, pray for me. Not us. Me.
It's so dumb. You don't pray for anybody else. Just Antoine. Isn't it? It's so stupid that okay. You know, we realistically, it's fine. Everything's fine. But the fact that I had a moment of sheer terror. I'm like. I grazed pinkies.
Yeah. It's happening to everybody, yeah. You get into like a panic with over everything.
Right, because the stupidity is, if that dude had coronavirus on his hands, which I am 100% sure he did not, it's on all my groceries anyway because he bagged them. Yeah. So what does it matter?
It's not your pinky. It is not your pinky.
No, it's just the other nine fingers that would touch the groceries when I got home.
It went under your fingernail. And it's now in your system.
It burrowed?
Yes.
It burrowed?
It did.
We didn't even know this.
Groundhog disease.
Yep. We had no idea this thing burrowed. It's amazing.
Miss Monica's Diamond of the Day.
Oh, yeah. She's so stressed out because, you know, when everything happened, people kind of just said, all right. Shut it down. Everybody go home, work from home, whatever you have to do.
Yeah, and it kind of happened abruptly, too. In some cases, you were at work. I mean, let's remember, the kids got home from school one day, and then they just never went back. So it's not like they cleaned out their desks and had been declared, final day. You just kind of, you went home, and then it was that was it.
It just happened.
It did.
So a lot of people just had to leave a lot of stuff behind, and you just went home. So this one woman, she says that she's been having anxiety attacks since everything because she left something behind. She left a banana in her drawer and other foods. And she says for 9 weeks, that banana has been in that drawer.
Oh.
And she has been having anxiety attacks about that banana ever since everything's happened.
I mean, is no one in the office to go retrieve this banana? No.
Right. Yeah. Everyone's working from home. So she's like, I've been having anxiety attacks about that banana. What does it look like? Are there flies? Or you know, what's happening to that banana?
Like, what am I going to come back to? Because no one's going to touch this banana. Well, I can report.
I think a lot of people left their snacks and food and stuff in the freezer.
Oh, yeah. They definitely did. And Monica, I can let you know, because Monica has not been here for 9 weeks, and she was part of that abrupt, you know, message. I don't think anyone felt any kind of stress around here about abandoning the refrigerator, because no one seemed to care. And, it was like a bounty in there. And I threw out a bunch of stuff.
You did?
Oh, yeah. I eyeballed a few things in there. Usually what I do is I try to make note. I'm the refrigerator police. So on Monday morning, I make note of stuff. Okay?
Uh-huh.
I say, I feel like that Tupperware with spaghetti and spaghetti sauce and all these things, I feel like it's been in there for a few days. So let's see. And then when I get to that next Monday, after I've taken my mental snapshot, if it's still there, adios amigos.
You trash it.
Yeah. I don't care. I make no apologies for it. I'll throw your wet, brown, nasty salad away. And I don't even feel bad about the fact that I've probably thrown away several $100s in fancy Tupperware containers.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You're tossing the Tupperware, too?
Yeah, because it's not even these disposable ones. Disposable, you know, whatever. I don't care.
Nice glass containers.
Yeah, I've thrown the glass ones with the nice, thick Rubbermaid rubber on the top.
I love those.
Too bad. If these people loved them so much, Antoine, they would have done something about
it. They would have come back and picked them up.
Right in the trash. So what she needs to hold on to hope is that not everybody has been banned from her workspace, and there's still a Zach that's around, because I'll throw that banana away.
Banana be gone.
They're cleared out.
No, actually, that might be
the
one.
There's other food around.
If it's somebody else's desk, I'd be like, you know, throw your banana away. Fine. I'm going to leave it there. You can have your mushy, fruit fly situation.
Ew.
I had a friend once who had fruit flies in his car, and he couldn't figure out why. I don't understand why there's fruit flies. And he went through his whole car, and he's looking under the seats, and he's clean. He's like, the car's clean. I don't get what's going on. And he finally realized Labor Day weekend. So in September, he reached down in between the seats into the magical, mythical place where things just disappear and they go to die.
Mm-hmm.
And his girlfriend had dropped a plum down in there Memorial Day weekend when they had a picnic.
Oh, good gracious.
So for the entire summer.
That hot summer.
Yep, that plum sat there and festered in that no man's land for just forever. So that, my friends, was where the fruit flies came from.
I'd be angry.
Yeah. It was a colony right there. Yeah, they did break up. I'm not sure if it was about the plum, but they definitely broke up. How about the hot vacation destination of the hole?
Money-saving tips, life hacks, and the info you need to win the day. The K92 Morning Thing has the Dupla.
I mean, what is anybody doing or not doing for their summer travel plans. Monica, will you? What do you think? Summer travel plans? Do you have any? Are you gonna do anything? What are you doing?
I mean, we had plans, but I don't know. I mean,
you say you have plans or you had plans?
We had plans.
Okay, right. I understand. So yes, you had those plans, and now those are modifying. So will there be anything? Nothing? What are you thinking?
I'm not sure. I'm gonna wait and see. It's kind of hard to answer because I don't know.
I think I'm gonna wait. I think I'm definitely gonna visit family to some degree. So whether it's just like drive to Maryland or drive to Richmond, and it may just be like, if it's Richmond, it may just be a day trip. I may wake up at like 5 o'clock in the morning, drive, hang out for a few hours, and then come back
home
or something.
That is the number one answer they're asking people now. 65% of us say we're planning on doing some kind of summer getaway. And the number one
What are you planning? Are you going to the beach?
I think so, at some point. I don't know when just yet, but I'm okay with going to the beach, either just the family or, you know, maybe with another couple. Like that's about it. And you hang out at the beach. You hang out outside. If I don't like the way the beach itself looks in terms of gross people being around, I sit on a balcony.
Yeah, you ain't got to go.
Do you know what? Alcohol tastes the same in both places. So that's what I'm going to do. Well, Monica, I got a suggestion for you. I got a great vacation.
It's time to face the hole.
I got a hole you can go to.
Okay.
Yes. You can visit Earth.
Do people want to go to the hole?
They're going to spend $750,000 to go to the hole. Thank you very much.
Wow.
Because it's the deepest point on Earth, and you can go for $750,000 to the hole.
Mm. What do I get to do in the hole?
Retrieve just rocks. You can get a rock.
Oh, wow.
$750,000 to get some rocks.
So this is the Mariana Trench, which is the deepest point on Earth. 35,843 feet below. There's less people have gone to the bottom of this hole than have gone in space. So you are part of an elite group when you go in the hole.
I need a hole.
Yeah. And you go down in this hole, and according to this thing, you go down in a submarine. It says once you get past 1,000 feet or two, it starts to get really dark really quickly, and there's really no sense of motion in any direction. So really, you're paying $750,000 to close your eyes. That's actually what you have here.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to go
you have too much money.
I don't want to go that deep in the ocean. The ocean is scary.
Are you afraid of the ocean?
They said there are so many things that we haven't figured out is alive that low in the ocean. I don't want to be the one to find out it's alive.
You find land to be less scary right now? Go down in the ocean, maybe.
Can I go to space?
Would you go to space or the ocean first?
Space.
You want space?
Definitely space.
Monica, space or the ocean? Which one?
I'll take the ocean.
Okay. Now, I mean, I know deep down your real answer is neither. You don't want to do either of those things.
Kroger.
But if I had to pick.
Actually, you know what? Here, I have a better vacation destination for you. It can be like these poor volunteers that are stranded on a remote island that have been there for about 2 months since the coronavirus started. Now, on the bright side, they're safe right now, man.
Yeah.
But they arrived. It's this island off of, Myanmar, Malaysia, somewhere out in Asia. And they were going to stay for a month as part of some environmental cleanup group, but their go back to the main island boat got canceled because of the coronavirus, so they're still there. So they've constructed a camp out of trash and plastic, and that's where they live now.
Oh, no. I don't know how I feel about that. First, I was on board, but now I'm like,
No, but Monica, look at it. It's all your favorite things, because they dug a well, so they created a fire pit, and they forage for most of their food, which is yams and jackfruit. You love jackfruit.
Oh, I love some jackfruit.
Right.
But that's okay.
Yeah, and the nearest human settlement is a 15-minute dinghy sail away where they can go and get some water and showers and patchy Wi-Fi.
No. No.
Do you want the hole or do you want the trash island?
I'm going to the hole.
The hole is a quick visit.
I'm going down the hole.
Trash island's probably very tropical. I mean, if you can get me, you know, now that we can do, liquor shipments and curbside cocktails and things like that, if I can take my dinghy ride and go get me some rum or something... I don't know. Trash Island ain't that bad.
No.
Trash Island. Come on.
Hi, I'm Martha Stewart, and we're going to have so much fun today in my Liars Club. Lying is like origami. It has many folds like a swan. It's my Martha Stewart Liars Club.
Because, Monica, everybody thinks Antoine is a liar.
Hurtful.
And not only is that hurtful, but then it's hurtful because there's 17 different spellings of his name through all of the different texts.
So many variations.
Oh, man.
We had the same spelling twice.
Oh, none of them believe Antoine. So is it me? Isaac threw away an entire meal.
I, Monica, punished myself with my diet.
I, Antoine, have decided to become a vegetarian.
Well, you know what? Let's just rule me out right away. I am
correct.
Not the liar. Threw an entire meal over the weekend.
You should be the liar.
Minor hissy fit.
Wasteful, Zach.
But no, I had to be wasteful. You cannot take the chance. I had purchased some oysters, and something just wasn't right. I didn't like what was happening. I tried them a new way. Put them on the grill, and I'm told you put them on the grill, and they just start to magically open up a little bit, and then you can, you know, whoop, hey, 3 to 5 minutes, you're good to go. Open the top, and they're delicious. Well, I put those things on 3 to 5 minutes. Ain't nothing opening. They closed.
Did you do 3 to 5 more minutes?
I did, and I still didn't feel like they were going to open that easily.
The grill was hot enough for it?
Yes, it was hot enough. You think I don't know how to cook? Jeez. No, the grill was off. I just threw them on
there.
The grill
on.
They were cooked. Whoa, wait. You have to put the grill on? Wait a minute.
First step, turn it on.
Yeah. And then by the time I opened them up, they're supposed to have, you know, the liquid inside. They were just dry. Yeah. Dry. So I said, man, it's going to be like eating a balloon. Throw it away.
I wouldn't have chanced it either.
Nope. Threw them out.
I think you made a good decision.
Okay. So it's either Monica or Antoine. One of them is a liar, and they are both food related. And Antoine, very hurt that no one believes him, that he's choosing the vegetarian lifestyle.
People are rude.
Well, they're also correct.
Correct.
Yeah, he is, in fact, the liar.
I have not decided to become a vegetarian, but a friend of mine has, and I'm very annoyed.
Okay.
And I've never really thought about it, but that's an inconvenience to the people around you.
It's a massive inconvenience.
It's extremely inconvenient because, like, now, like, those big platters of food, we can't even do that anymore. We can't even order a pizza together anymore without going through that headache of, well, let me get half cheese and let me get blah, blah, blah. No.
Well, and then you don't even know what the level is because you can't even get, you know, half cheese because it's the pepperonis in the neighborhood. How does it cross-contaminate their side of the pizza?
Why would I decide to become a vegetarian?
That's a great
now?
Question. Why?
Because they make bad decisions. I'm sure it's I'm sure there's a health reason. Listen, if this friend did not have kids that I loved and adored, we'd no longer be friends because it's not worth it to me to have to deal with that headache.
Well, you know, I'm going to tell you right now, I give it time because I think you may become less of a friend with this person as time goes on. And it's not anything about the actual person. Well, it is. They're bad decision making. But it's other things, too, where now if you have that person come over and you decide, hey, we're going to grill out. Not only do you have to grill them one of those stick burgers or whatever, but you got to have a special place on your grill where there is no other meat. You got to have special spatula that doesn't touch the rest of the stuff. And that's just, it's not worth it.
And assuming we have a Super Bowl in the future, we can't go to the same Super Bowl party. Mm-hmm. That has to be the most annoying person ever at a Super Bowl party is somebody who's a vegetarian.
Oh,
did you
God.
Get celery sticks?
No, I just get them a veggie tray.
No, I'm going to get them a new house to go to is what it's going to be.
I know, because that's always a problem, too, is you get them a veggie tray, and then they're the ones complaining, I'm still hungry. There's not enough food for me.
Well, listen here, you rabbit.
You're the one who made this decision in the first place, so that's why we've come to this. I know, I've got friends. They're awesome. I would hang out with them more, but she don't eat meat, and it's just a pain.
It's not worth
it. Oh, my God. So these all do tie together, though, about punishing yourself when it comes to food and dieting, and I don't understand why you would just – why would you declare that? Especially now, during these tough times. Yeah. And yet, I'm going to pull the tough times card right now.
You deserve better.
Oh, my God, you do. Oh, it's so much work.
I guess, though, because you can actually focus on what you're eating, because what else are you doing?
You have to focus on it.
Yeah. It's too much focus. That's the problem. And what I need is I need some mindless eating, you know, just some time where you can just veg out, not have, you know what? I'm sorry, meat out. I'd like to change that word.
Yes. I don't want to veg out anymore.
No, I'm not vegging. I'd like to beef out from now on. Monica, why are you punishing yourself with your food? Why would you do that?
Because you're talking about, like, mindless eating, because I caught myself just, like, eating ice cream. I had a treat. I'm like, okay, this is a cheat meal, but I went kind of crazy with it. So I'm like, you know what? I'm going to punish myself and have a packet of tuna tomorrow. Like,
and grapefruit, which I mean, that is not a winning combination.
Well, I like grapefruit though. So yep. I was like, all right, that'll be like my little treat.
Oh, that's your treat.
You know?
This is what it's come to. See what happens when you pull the tough time cards? Now we're treating ourselves with grapefruit. I hope the universe is happy. This is where we are now.
Somebody else is winning because we're all losing.
Oh, my God. Monica, when you eat ice cream, are you do you have to eat? Do you have a system? Is there a way that the ice cream must be eaten?
Alone.
Well, I know. Yeah, so Monica must eat ice cream alone because she's convinced that other people's hot breath and or fart clouds will melt your ice cream.
That's right.
But what about the removal of ice cream from a container? Like, must it be even? Will you just dig in from the side and leave it that way? Do you have a system or do you not care?
Oh, I go right in the middle. And I don't eat out the container. I put it in a bowl.
But you scoop like right out of the middle?
Like you make a valley, like you're Moses and you parted the Red Sea?
Mm-hmm.
How dare you?
What? What's wrong with that?
Because what you're saying is the rest of us, we're side people.
Yeah.
That's all we are.
Uh-huh.
We're not the mains. We're
you go side, right in the middle.
Right, you take the good stuff right out of the middle. You don't even it out. You create a crater.
Yeah.
You crater the ice cream.
That's how everyone does it.
No. You're supposed to eat in an even line. You eat down.
In an even line?
Smart people.
Really?
People who care about other people.
I don't know if I eat in an even line, but I do think I start on one side and I go over to the other side.
Right.
I don't just start in the middle and just start digging in the middle, start burrowing in my ice cream.
Again, that says all the good stuff is for me, and the rest of you are fringe people. Fight it out and enjoy the freezer burn and the plastic. My goodness.
Oh, man.
Do you just, if you get a cake or a pie, do you just put your spoon right in the middle and just eat out of that, and the crust is for losers? Is that how this works?
No, people don't do that.
Why don't you just start eating the middle of a pizza while you're at it? Just take it right out of the middle. How dare. Middle! Wow! That's surprising.
That's weird.
You know what? It doesn't surprise me, but it does.
The K92 Morning Thang, trending top three, number three.
Now, it's kind of sad is the people who own aquariums are saying the fish miss us. The fish are sad.
They're missing us?
Yes.
How are they missing us? Like, what do you mean they're missing us?
Well, let's see what aquarium guy says.
In the first 1 to 2 weeks after we closed to the public, some of the larger animals in there really started actually showing different behavior. A lot of people don't realize the animals can actually see outside of the tank and see the people outside as well. Just like us looking at them, they can also look out and look at us as well.
Yeah, they were wondering where we were at.
Aww.
I guess it's true.
Fish are smarter than you think. Now, that's not to say that fish are super smart or anything, but we have little betta fish, those ones the kids always get.
Yes.
And there's a little fish tank for each of them, a little bowl. They're the one Flash, man, my son's fish, Flash, is genuinely happy. Like, if we go out of town for a few days and we come home, you walk over to that bowl, he's like, woo!
Just all over the place.
Uh-huh.
They're back.
Flash has got personality. You put your finger in there and he'll be like, hello, and he'll nibble on the tip of your finger to say hi. So the fish miss us.
I could see that just because they're used to having that attention at around. And I guess I never really thought about that for the aquariums, though, because that's what their life is, to be on display.
Fish is such a bizarre thing where you have a pet fish. I mean, I like Flash. Flash, he's got personality. But then other members of the species I'll have for dinner, which is just so weird.
Yeah. In front of him.
Just
right.
Wrong.
That's the thing. In front of him.
I know. It's not like you would have a cat and then you would eat the neighbor's cat for dinner.
No.
Like, it's just that would never happen. But for fish, yeah, we're good on that.
Number two
trending we've been lied to for far too long. So I am here to finally expose the truth.
Thank you.
Yes, wake up, people. You must stay woke.
I'm ready to be woke.
Sweet potatoes are no healthier than regular potatoes. There, I said it. Done.
And they're definitely not any more delicious.
Okay.
They're less delicious.
Yes. Yeah.
I love a sweet potato.
Yeah, I think you tell yourself that.
Over a regular potato?
Yeah, over a regular potato.
Well.
All right, then.
No. Right.
Okay, then.
But
that's
still
the point
I
we're
love
making.
A sweet potato.
Exactly. I mean, I love lettuce, but if you took it off the burger, I'll take the rest of the burger. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, sweet potatoes, according to what I'm reading right here, they have like the tiniest micro sliver of slightly more health benefits than a regular potato, but hardly any. So there you go.
No, it's not worth it.
Yep, all that time. You've been fed this mealy, lousier substitute. Is there really a more pointless food than a sweet potato french fry?
Oh, don't say that because people will come for you.
Good.
People love their sweet potato fries.
No, they're not that good, though. In comparison to a regular french fry, a regular french fry is so much better than a sweet potato fry.
I agree with you, but I don't think that's the case.
Sweet potato fries are always mushy. I don't care how much you fry them. You can never get them crispy. And if you've gotten them crispy, that means you have fried them so much that there's no health benefit here anyway. So why did you do
that? Most of the time people like put sugar and cinnamon on them. So
yeah, again.
How upset would you be if a sweet potato fry ended up on the Mount Rushmore of fries?
It wouldn't.
You don't think it would?
No.
I think it would.
No.
I think it would end up with a Mount Rushmore of fries.
I end up being my last day at work if that happens, because I can't be a part of a show that we all together as a team agree to that. There's no way that's going to happen. So, yeah, you're being lied to.
Number one.
Oh, you're also being lied to when it comes to your pizza. This, it's funny, but at the same time, it is, it's devious. So would you like to maybe get yourself a pizza from, say, Pasquale's? You know, Pasquale's, it sounds good, right?
Yes, I would have to do that.
You want to go to Pasquale's Pizza and Wings? This was available under Grubhub. Everybody, okay. Everybody loves the Grubhub. Hey, I'm going to get an authentic pizza. Yeah, it was Chuck E. Cheese.
Oh, I'd be annoyed.
What? Mm-hmm. Chuck E. Cheese. This, I saw this story a little while ago, but it kind of it came back up and surfaced again. It's been going viral. There's a Chuck E. Cheese somewhere. I don't know where it was. But, you know, no one really wants to order the pizza from Chuck E. Cheese unless mm-hmm. they have to because they're there. Mm-hmm. But if you were home and you had a delivery option of different pizzas, you would probably pick other places first.
Yes.
So what Chuck E. Cheese did was on their delivery, they changed their name to Pasquale's Pizza and Wings. And advertise it as, hey, it's authentic. Hey, come to Pasquale's. I look like Mario from a Nintendo. You know me?
If it didn't come with some game tokens, I don't want it.
Yeah, make it a spicy meatball. You know what I'm saying? They say it's a thicker crust and an extra sauce. It's a Pasquale's. It's funny, though, Monica, isn't it?
It is funny. Yeah, devious. But at the same time, you're the one that ordered. You'd be like, this is not right.
Like, wait a minute. This tastes like the rat. Wait a minute.
Sensitive listener friends, cover your ears.
The truth, according to Zach.
It's time for a few more entries in Zach's anger diary.
Dear diary, I understand that right now it's not really feasible to book a doctor's appointment unless absolutely necessary because, you know, they're kind of busy and stuff. But my wife may need to get her head examined. I think she might have selective amnesia or something. Here's why I think that. I do the grocery shopping in the house. Or as we call it in 2020, I'm the guy who goes on the zombie apocalypse supply runs in hopes of finding a can of beans and not get bitten by the Rona. So, when I go to the big scary place, aka the grocery store, I've got my list of things we need for the boarded up bomb shelter. I mean, the house. But I also have my eyes open for other unexpected supplies. And I ain't hoarding, but if I see a thing of antibacterial soap, I'm gonna buy it. I'm not gonna buy 27 of them, but I may pick up one or two. So, when I get back from the zombie supply run and I show my bounty to the wife, she says,
okay, I don't think you need to buy any more hand soap. We already have like three or four.
Three or four? Woman, are you out of your mind? Do you not remember this, you know, coronavirus thing that's going on? I mean, it was just like 3 weeks ago that going to the grocery store was like one of those depressing scenes you see on TV where there's an earthquake in some random third world country and people are flocking around a truck while an aid worker tosses rice in the air. That's what it's like. And she may have forgotten this with her selective amnesia, but as the house's Rick Grimes shopping leader, I have not. And I don't care how lame and dorky it is, we are gonna have a 1 month supply of pretty much everything in the house from now on. And not from now on in 2020, I mean like forever and ever, amen. Cause when this coronavirus is over, I'm going to be ready for the Dos Equis disease or Miller High Life malaria or whatever stupid pandemic comes along. And hopefully, none of it ever comes along. But I'm going to make darn sure I got enough TP in the basement to never have to settle for one ply again in my entire life. Till next time, diary, I say goodbye.
You're not going to want to hear this, Zach, but I kind of agree with Jessica.
Oh,
because she is thinking of everybody else.
I am too by not taking 100. I just take two.
Right. See, I think because I kind of side with Zach. I think it's the person that's doing the shopping.
Right.
Is the person that's thinking about it.
Because we know.
Because I'm like, okay, well, I need to make sure we have a supply, a good amount of this and that in case we have a second wave or in case something else happens.
Exactly.
No, it's because you guys just don't want to have to keep going out.
Well,
that's one less thing you have to get when you go out.
You all get selfish. You get to sit on your thrones, and you think Santa Claus just brings you your antibacterial soap. Well, guess what? We're Santa Claus, man.
The K92 Morning Thangs. Let's be honest.
She's trapped, and we need to help her, as far as I know. I know. We say good morning to not her real name, Samantha. Hi, Samantha.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. Are you trapped in Zoom hell? Is that what's going on here?
Yes, I am. I am supposed to go to a Zoom wedding next week, and I just really don't want to. It's like I've been a part of some Zoom calls where I knew the people, and they were fine. But this is for a cousin who I don't really know that well, and she just expects every, like, I get it. Her big day got, canceled, so I feel bad for her, but I just don't really want to go because I don't know her that well and I don't know anybody. Am I being selfish is the thing that I keep coming back to.
Probably by the letter of the law, yes. But, I still.
All right, well, we cleared that up.
Oh, my God. But
I
still.
I gave them a gift.
You could argue that they're being selfish by demanding that you be there on their wedding day. Isn't that selfish, Antoine?
No, it's not.
It's a big day.
It was an invitation. She could have declined the invitation.
No, but it doesn't sound like you can decline the invitation because you try to
She's
decline
already accepted it.
And your mother goes, you're not going to go to Cousin Teresa's wedding. She's your fourth cousin nine times removed. I always say, if I don't know their last name or I don't know the address, it is not that big a deal. But, man, these Zooms, I'm not a fan. It's chaos is what it is.
But you continue to do them, though, right? You want to try to like them, right?
I don't know. I'm doing my best. I had one of my friends. It was his 40th birthday over the weekend. And we were hanging out outside. I just set an alarm on my phone, first of all, to remember this thing, because we were hanging out. And the 7 o'clock goes off. I'm like, all right, fine. I get on this Zoom. It's chaos, man. I'm on my phone. There are about 50 million. All of a sudden, the pictures, they just start scrolling by. Here's someone you don't know. Here's someone you don't know. Here's someone you don't know. I can't understand a word that's being said because everybody's talking all at the same time. So when I finally saw him scroll across on the screen, I went, happy birthday, man. And he said, thanks. And I hung up. That was it. Done.
Oh, that was it.
Zoom Dang. Over.
Boo.
What else am I supposed to do?
I don't know.
Sit there?
That wasn't a great one.
So the wedding's got to be like that. So many people.
Yeah, but it's the wedding. It's the wedding.
So here's the question though. Is attendance being taken, Samantha? How does this work?
I mean, they'll see where your name, I'm assuming. I don't know. I just know that it's going to be like what you describe. I mean, it was a pretty large wedding. They were having it originally out of town. And so that is one of the reasons why I RSVP'd is family pressure, but also a trip out of town. And now I'm just sitting in my living room wearing, quote unquote, my finest and with my gray hairs.
Well, just change your background. Just change your background and Zoom, and so therefore you're now out of town.
Is that what it is?
She's going to be out of town, so change the background to wherever you're going to be.
See, I know this is unfair to her because you're saying, she RSVP'd. Yeah, she RSVP'd, and then that was pre-coronavirus. Uh-huh. Now she's trapped. She's trapped into this Zoom, and they say, obviously you can make it because you were supposed to be here anyway, and what else do you have going on?
And they're probably going to record it.
They're probably going to record
the Zoom so that they have their wedding recorded to...
And
you
got
you there.
You're going to have to dress up for this thing, too?
That's what has been requested,
Just the top half. Just the top half.
Just the top hat. All right, fine. Just the top hat. Hello, my baby. Hello, my honey. Congratulations on your wedding.
Well, maybe it'll be really quick. The wedding may
No, everything's longer on Zoom, too.
And one thing you can do, because I think we've all heard about the kid that was in Zoom class, and to get out of class, he changed his name to Reconnecting. ... So you get in there, you're at the beginning of the video, and then you change your name to reconnecting. And then you leave.
Okay.
And then you come back later on.
Ooh, I like
and
this.
You jump
okay.
back in there.
See, now we're getting somewhere. So let's explore that. We need to create a story to get this poor woman out of this Zoom because it's terrible. So what kind of suggestion? I'll take him at 52353. Text in your most creative lie and let's see what we can come up with. I have some solutions as well. This reconnecting, I need to hear more. I like this. See, I think the wording in this text says it all. Text 52353. Zoom is crap. I totally agree.
Sometimes brutal. Always out of love. Aww. The K92 Morning Thangs, let's be honest.
We welcome back Not Samantha, who's not only trapped in Zoom, trapped in a Zoom wedding for a cousin. Ooh. Hi, Samantha.
Hi.
Cousins are the worst, aren't they?
See, no, I can't. I have too many cousins. My cousins are like my brothers and sisters.
See, you
I
have too many cousins. Cousins. Too many cousins.
I love my cousins.
Yeah, but you know what? And Monica, you have a million cousins also.
Uh-huh.
And I understand where you love a lot of your cousins.
Yes.
But not all. There's always one.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
But the majority of them, I love the majority, and the ones
right.
I don't love as much are just a little annoying.
Yeah, see, and that's the thing. Is. So that's what happens is you're stuck at, you know, Cousin Cletus's wedding, the one that you really don't want to go to. And this is just, man, you got to get dressed up. You got to look all nice. And Samantha, you just don't want to.
I don't want to. I don't want to. She's a great cousin. I love her.
Wait a minute. Stop right there. Nope, I got to stop you. I got to stop you. You went through so many adjectives before you finally decided to call her a great cousin. She's a fine cousin. She's okay. I mean, she's all right. No, she's great. Mom said she was great. I'm supposed to say she was great.
I forgot. I was supposed
she's
to say
a great
that.
Cousin.
I love her. I love her so much. Yes, of course.
She had to find one that fit.
I don't blame you. Zoom was terrible. Like, this person texts in 52353. 4 hour meeting on Zoom. 30 minutes in, I cut the camera off of my face so no one could see me. Then I just left my phone in the other room until 5 minutes before the meeting ended. They're the ones that's
Zoom. Oh, gosh.
Good gracious.
Well, I will say, I mean, we were on Zoom. I had, like, a, you know, group of people on Zoom, and we had a great time.
Time flies sometimes.
We were on for hours.
Yeah, every time I've been on, time flies. But I will say I haven't been on for a wedding, and I don't know because I already feel like ceremonies at the wedding are pretty boring.
Oh, they're very boring.
But they typically only last like 10 minutes.
Right.
So it's not that bad.
But what these people are going to expect is not only is there the Zoom ceremony, but you, of course, have to say for the Zoom reception afterward. Right, Samantha?
No, you don't.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because that goes to IG Live where they're DJing.
Right. That's what. That, this is what's expected. No, they won't even plan that well in advance. So there's not even going to be music. You're going to be sitting there going, "Hey, how's it going?" And then your Aunt Connie is going to talk over everybody the whole time, and somebody else is going to forget to mute their television. So it's going to be loud and obnoxious. And this is a complete waste. And on a holiday weekend of all times.
Well, the things we have to do for family.
No, we don't have to.
And family.
What are we going to do?
Don't you let your cousins down. You're going to embarrass your mother. Don't you do it.
No, what we have to do now, all right, Samantha, you're probably screwed, and you're going to have to go to this thing. But we're going to each give you a lie that you can maybe do. If you want to try it out, you can do it. I like Antoine's suggestion of this. So reconnecting.
Yes. So you join a Zoom. So this is my lie, and I stole it from a child. You join the Zoom and you turn your camera off. When you turn your camera off in a Zoom, it says your name in the middle. What you want to do before you turn your camera off, change your name to reconnecting
...
And then turn your camera off. So then reconnecting is going to pop up in the middle of the screen where your face should be.
Gotcha.
And if they look for you, they're going to be like, oh, she's having internet issues.
Okay. Good.
And then you can just turn it back on whenever you want to. As soon as you turn your camera back on, change your name real quick.
And actually, you know what? I like yours, Antoine. And mine, actually, you can use mine to build with yours.
All right.
I think you can actually use our lies together. Because what I was going to say is what you need to do is start complaining to whoever's going to out you. Probably your mom. Because it's always your mom that's going to be like, where are you? And why aren't you still in this Zoom and all these things? Okay, so Samantha, what you need to do is you need to start talking to your mom this week at just how stinky your Wi-Fi has been lately. Boy, this has been unreliable.
It's been rough.
Oh, my God. I was trying to watch that show we like last night.
And I'm teaming up with you, Zach. Mm-hmm. Even like do a FaceTime.
Yes.
And then just hang up. And just hang up and say it's the Wi-Fi. Right. It's weird, the connection and all that.
Yeah, this stupid Wi-Fi. Yes. I don't know what's going on. So you start doing that several times now. Then you combine it with reconnecting ...
That's understood.
Right. And that that's great.
I think this is perfect.
Perfect. I like it. Monica, what's your lie?
Well, if that doesn't work for you, I think that you set up your Instacart delivery to arrive right at the start of the wedding.
Okay.
So then you could turn your camera and be like, oop, I got to wipe down my groceries. You know, you got to put them away. So,
why would you schedule it for the same time?
That's my question. Thank you, Zach.
Well, you schedule for the same time, so you, got to wipe down the groceries, and you just click off.
But then your mom say, why did you schedule the grocery delivery at the time of the wedding?
They arrived earlier than expected.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. We can do that.
I like that. I like that.
Chad in Lynchburg, always a Chad, says, take a picture of yourself all dressed up, set it up with the computer image in the back, and then just use that as a still shot and leave it there.
Which is something else a child has done during all this Zoom stuff. Kids are smart.
Right. Preston, so you go one step further, record a video on loop to make it look like you're there.
Oh, yeah. Just keep doing different faces, like smile, get some Kleenex, batch your face.
Yes.
And all that.
Samantha, make sure you go, aw. Like, do aw. Because, you know,
that's
it's the wedding. And you put
just
that
time
in
it.
There.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This, I like that
this would be good. Okay. So there you go. You've been furnished with some lies you can consider. I think you're screwed and you have to go. But at least we've given you the tools.
Thank you. I like them all.
Never used to judge these people, now do. Things changed.
The world has changed.
March, whatever the heck it was, and now you got to judge people for certain things. Stay at home happy hours, 10 minutes away. We'll going to pump you up, get you going. Weather sucks. It's going to suck for like 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
Traffic
mm-hmm.
sucks. Let me make sure to check on that accident here, because there was an accident. Mile marker 167.5. Okay, so the road is back open. They're not doing the detour anymore. It says traffic's backed up about a mile, but we're at least moving in the right direction on that one.
That's good.
So here we are in the new world. So now there's new judgments being passed.
Yes.
Things that used to be normal that now mm-hmm. you totally judge. I mean, here's a text, 52353, and I agree. Goodbye to blowing out birthday candles.
Oh, yeah, that's gone.
Oh, yeah, that's gone.
Yep.
That should have been gone anyway.
I probably should have. There's plenty of things you think, you know what, this should have been this way.
Why were we doing this?
I always thought it was gross.
Uh-huh. I now judge anyone who works in this building, Antoine,
mm-hmm.
who brings in food.
Right.
To offer to anybody else. Brings in stuff. We have one of, you know, it's the work kitchen, and sometimes people would bring stuff in. Hey, I've got, here's some cookies I made. Let me put these out if anyone wants cookies. Judgment. Somebody put cookies out the other day. I'm like, who?
Yeah, it was cookies at the end of last week.
Mm-mm, not doing it. Yesterday, even pre-wrap things. Somebody put out a bunch of York peppermint patties. I don't know where they ended up with them, but hey, here's some. No. Monica, I don't want them.
I don't know why. I'm confused on why.
Why you don't want them or why they would even do that.
Why they are there in the first place.
Well, let me tell you one that will blow your mind. And Monica, you're not here. So it's just, I want to know who did this. And I don't know why on any level they would think this would be okay, especially now, but probably ever. So they put out a container of peanut butter. And say, here, you know, and that does happen here. A lot of times someone says, hey, I had an extra blah, blah, or, you know, my family won't eat this thing. I go ahead and put it out.
Right.
And it was actually the brand of peanut butter that my family prefers, which is currently impossible to find at the store.
Okay.
It is Skippy natural brand with honey. You cannot find natural brand peanut butter with honey
now. So the peanut butter fairy did you a favor.
And I'm thinking, okay, you know what? Maybe I will take this and I'll wipe it down and I'll take it home with me. Oh, no, it was half used.
Oh, good gracious.
Half used.
Absolutely.
Are you sure they left that for someone or did they forget it?
It's still there.
Part of lunch?
Yeah, it was still there.
So I saw it this morning. I didn't open it up because I'm like, okay, the fairy left more food.
Yeah.
It's been open.
Yeah. The fairy nibbled a little peanut butter off the inside. Not even half.
Who does that?
I don't know who does that, and I want to know because that person needs to be removed from this building. I don't know who they are, but they need to know.
Yeah, they need to sit down and talk to somebody who gets paid to listen. Because something's mentally off balance right there.
No, I don't, their opinion don't matter anymore. They just need to be out of here. That's all it is.
Why would you?
I don't get it. I don't know why you think that's okay right now.
I wouldn't go to my mother's house and walk out with half a jar of peanut butter
already been open. Exactly. I had a friend who could not fathom the fact, because he's still going into work, somebody used his coffee cup. He's like, seriously, now we're doing this?
Why would you do
it? Why would you do that?
Oh, my gracious.
Text 52353. Is there something you judge now? Here's something. I judge anyone who leaves the country they live in.
I think it said county.
Is it county?
It's county.
Oh, it's county.
Yeah, it's not even country. So if you live in Roanoke County, you can't go to Roanoke City right now. What are you doing downtown?
I called the police.
You go back to Radford where you came from. Wow, county.
Okay. County.
That's extreme.
Not country. You can't go 8 miles down the road.
I judge anyone that tries to go to like Europe. Serious. Oh, we're going to Europe. You better stay there.
I judge people that, because parking lots are now a little bit more open because people can't, you know, frequent as much. I judge you if you park right beside somebody else now.
I socially distance with my car, too.
I hated it before, but now it just makes zero sense.
I try to leave two.
Oh, it makes you angry.
Yes.
Two parking spaces between me and anybody else, because I don't want to. I don't want to be anywhere near
you. I don't want to be the jerk that's going to park like crooked so nobody parks beside me, but I kind of want to do that because I'm like, why? Because like even here at the station, there aren't but so many people in the building at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So when I'm leaving, why is there just one truck?
That's next
right beside me.
Yeah. And it's unfortunate for you, Antoine, is you don't have a nice enough car to do that diagonal parking thing.
Yeah.
And it's going to look even worse. It'd be like, why does he even care? That car's old. What's going on?
Oh, first off, my car's not old. Relax.
Well, older.
Relax.
Right, look, not nice enough to be parking all diagonal.
My car is 2 years old. Relax.
Well,
three years old. I'm sorry.
I judge people
3 years.
That lean in to talk now. Like people that go to lean in to tell you something. you know, like you're just a little too close. Like you don't have to lean in anymore.
No, you don't. You know, I just
you people text
that,
me.
I just people that talk. Don't talk. Don't talk. Yeah, exactly. Talk. Wave, walk, and text. That's all you got to do. Text.
Yeah,
because
I had someone when I did venture out, they would lean in.
No.
And it happened twice. The same person, and they leaned in to talk. I'm like, no.
A legendary scholar and poet. Mr. Fat Joe once said, lean back.
He did say
that's
it.
Yes. You
let's all do that.
Yes.
Do you believe him? Or is he full of bullpucky? Angry Zach's Factor Bullcrap. And now, here's your host, King Zach.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Angry Zach's Factor Bullcrap. I'm your host, King Zach. Factor Bullcrap is a grudge match of two people, Antoine and Monica, and random tidbits. Three rounds. Get it right, get a point. Get it wrong, lose a point. And you're also allowed one screw where you can force your opponent to answer your question instead. Monica Brooks, I give thee the honors of going first in
round one.
Monica, fact or bullcrap? Actor Jackie Chan's mother was a spy. Fact, bullcrap, or screw, Monica?
Spy. I'm going to say fact.
Fact is...
That means you're wrong.
His father was a spy.
Was a spy?
His mother was an opium dealer, so she sold drugs.
Oh, good gracious.
Uh-huh.
That's a good match.
Is it?
Yeah.
I think so.
Okay, I suppose.
Spies know when like people are coming after him or whatever, so you can protect the mother.
Does that make them a cute couple? Are you a cute couple if you're a spy and an opium dealer?
It could be cute.
Is everybody in the world of crime like,
it's a heck of
man.
A rom-com.
Look at those Chans, I tell you what. Nope, minus one for you, Monica. Antoine, here's your question in round one. Fact or bullcrap, Antoine. The little button on the top of a baseball hat.
Yep.
You've got a baseball hat on right now.
I do.
Is called a squatchy. Fact, bullcrap, or screw, Antoine?
I'm going to say fact.
You say fact. And then got you grab you a little squatchy right there.
It's a stupid name.
Well, you would be.
Correct.
Yep. Grab you a little squatchy.
Because I was trying to think of the name of the thing that we put coffee cups in, too, because that's also a stupid name. So ever since you told me that one, I've just believed you ever since.
The thing we put coffee cups in.
The thing around it starts with like a Z, I think. Or an X, the brown part that you hold to keep warm.
The little cardboard thing. That has a name? I already forgot.
Yeah, you gave, it was in fact a bullcrap one time.
The Zanzibar.
It's something weird.
They always have stupid names. You think, that's a stupid name. No. But really, if you sit here and probably drink enough, the word hat sounds silly
too. Very stupid.
Hat. Just hat. Keep saying it. All right, that's a point for you. That's one for you. Minus one for Monica.
Round two.
Monica, your question in round two. Fact or bullcrap, Monica? When hippos poop, they spin their tails around and fling the poop everywhere. Fact, bullcrap, or screw, Monica?
Bullcrap.
You say bullcrap. You are.
That means you're wrong.
You never seen a hippo poop at the zoo? They do. It's like a little propeller.
I've never seen it.
I haven't.
You haven't?
I've never seen a hippo poop it, though. No.
And I was even trying to like think about like National Geographic. Have I witnessed it? Did I see something? I'm like, nope.
I feel like that's really your job. If you go to the zoo, the whole idea is to see an animal eat or poop or both. That's them at work. You want to see them at work.
Wow.
Otherwise, if they're just standing there, I could just see a picture of them.
But they're not at work.
At
work would be in the wild.
Well, yes.
Where there's no rules.
They're at the wild zoo, man.
And
but if they were at the work in the wild, what would they do? They would eat or poop.
Or mate. Or
I mean that's bonus time. If you get mating, that's extra special.
No, I don't think I've ever paid attention to an animal pooping.
It's how they mark their territory. They got little hippo tails. People love it. They go nuts. They break out their cameras. I'm thinking you're filming this. You're saving this for later. Okay, Antoine, get this right, you win already.
Oh wow!
Fact or bullcrap? The most expensive item that sank on the Titanic was a golden spittoon that would be worth $4 million today. Fact, bullcrap, or screw?
I'm going to say bullcrap because I watched the movie and the whole movie was about that stupid diamond.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm going bullcrap.
You're going
bullcrap. It's the diamond.
Final answer.
I'm going with the deep blue diamond.
Do you want a lifeline?
I do not. I'm going deep blue diamond.
You want to change your answer?
I do not want to change my answer. Deep blue diamond.
Fine, you win.
Right. Correct. Yeah.
It's not a diamond, though, either. That's not real. Or at least it's maybe it is. I have no idea. But it didn't sink because she took it, didn't she?
Well, no, they went years after and got it from at the bottom of the ocean.
Okay. I think that was made up. No, the most expensive item was some painting that would be worth $2.5 million today.
when the woman was painted like one of those French girls.
Yes, it was the paint me Jack, sure.
Yes.
That's exactly what it was. Yeah, it was Leo DiCaprio. That's it. He's a treasure.
Oh, thank you, Leo.
Exactly. All right, congratulations, Antoine. Woo.
The K92 Morning Thing blows your mind.
Invention makes it always sound so smart.
Yes.
And then sometimes it's not. This useless. Useless invention. That's what
just an invention that's not worth anything.
Dumb.
All right. Well, speaking of not worth anything, and maybe that might be a little harsh, this mother-in-law, what happened to her at the wedding?
Oh, wow. And your tone makes it sound like she deserved it.
She did.
Because she's nothing. Monica.
Well, I have a woman. She wants her ex to feel her pain.
Okay.
What does she do?
Oh, Lord. Is there a voodoo doll involved in this one? We'll find out here in a second. Okay, stupid invention alert. Is it A social distancing hat that sounds an alarm when you're too close to somebody? Is it B, a mask with a mouth hole for eating? Or C, a moon suit for dating? All of them stupid.
They're all dumb.
One of them real.
I think it's B, because I seen a friend post something about like a mask.
Okay.
I'm going with the moon suit.
You're going with the moon suit. Monica, you and your friend are correct.
Correct.
This mask, it's so stupid. Scientists. You know what? You take their scientist title away from them. Okay. They're not allowed anymore. It's some mask where it's got, you push a button and it goes, whoop, it opens up for a little mouth hole so you can put food in. So you can wear your mask while you're eating with someone.
Oh, that's funny though.
What's the point?
It's like a vending machine.
A vending machine of your mouth.
See, that's kind of what I was thinking. Yeah. Like with the straw, like the straw only works like when it's coming in your mouth. Not so much like it opens, but it's like one of those trap doors, like a Chinese finger trap. Where you can't really get your finger back out. Like, that's what I was thinking. This is stupid, but I would have liked my idea better.
We should have known to be very wary when they trapped our fingers back in the day that something like this would happen. But the whole point of the mask is to protect other people from your mouth. So if you open it up for the mouth hole, that ain't working. Just like when you see people walking down the street with their mask and they pull it up to start smoking. We're not accomplishing anything
here. Defeats
the
purpose right
there. Exactly. All right, Antoine, she deserved it.
So what happened to this mother-in-law at the wedding she was at?
Right.
Was it A, she ended up getting photoshopped, B, she was asked to leave, or C, she decided to induce labor?
Okay.
I think she was photoshopped out of the picture.
Yeah, that's the way I feel too, because we're a very passive aggressive society, so we just cropped her right out.
All right, well, you guys would be correct.
Correct!
The bride had one rule. No white dresses for anybody in the bridal party.
Yeah, and that's still a thing, as far as I know.
As far as this, yeah.
Well, I mean, weddings aren't a thing anymore, but they used to be. So,
So the mother-in-law still showed up in a white dress. The bride was so upset. The photographer knew how upset she was. So then the bride and the groom received their pictures from the photographer. Now, the mother-in-law was not photoshopped out of the picture. She was still in the pictures. Her dress was in red.
Wow.
The photographer turned the dress from white to red.
Oh, look at that. He did a pretty good job with it.
She probably looked good.
I mean, the dress is still as pretty as it was. Well, it's just a different color now.
I tell you what, I see what that mother-in-law wore. It looks too much like a wedding dress. It's one thing to wear white at somebody else's wedding.
No, it's a very nice white dress.
That looks like a wedding dress right there. So you know what? It should have just cropped her head off. That'd be fine. Teach her a lesson.
She's in a picture with somebody wearing a red vest and a red bow tie, so now she's actually a coordinator.
Very nice. All right. Wanted him to feel her pain, of course.
Yeah, she wanted her ex to feel her pain, so what did she do? Did she A, get him fired from his job? B, send him onions? C, planted yellow jackets in his pillowcase?
Oh, my God.
I don't like any of these.
I don't either. That's so devious.
Sending onions. I'm going to go with the onions because that's the least worst.
I'm going to hope that C is a true story and not something Monica has thought about. So I'm going to go with C, yellow jackets and a pillowcase.
Zach, you're wrong.
That means you're wrong.
No!
She sent him onions because she cried for 3 days. So she had a truckload of onions delivered to his front door.
All right,
he walked out.
I don't mind that at all.
He had loads of onions. So he could cry.
Because you made me cry, so I'm going to make you cry. Here's a bunch of onions. Okay.
A bunch of onions dropped off.
I think that's a good little revenge twist where it's kind of devious, not super hurtful in any way.
I like that one.
Right, it's not yellow jackets in a pillowcase, and why is that on the top of your mind? Why? Because you have to craft that. That comes out of your head. Mm-hmm. So you're just saying, yeah, murder hornet up the butt. Like, what? No. Probably not going to surprise you, some of the TV and movie characters that best match up with our characters might scare you, but it's not going to surprise you as we get into this test. Also, we're going to talk to Psychic Suzanne in a few minutes, so if you want to have your fortune read for free, it'll be about 20 minutes. So just text in now to 52353 and say, yes, I would like to speak to the psychic.
Yes.
Please and thank you. Or just say me. Any of those. 52353 and let us know. So it even sounds fancy. It's the Open Source Psychometrics Project.
I like it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Seems like it should be in a journal.
Yeah. It looks like one of those. It would be in the Journal of Medical, those really boring magazines. Like even more boring than Cigar Aficionado. That's down there. And so you take this test, and it has all sorts of, you basically draw the little lever of where you fall on the spectrum. So it's 28 different tests. First question, strict or lenient? So you can drag it toward, yes, I'm 78% lenient versus 22% strict, or you go in the other direction, whatever it is. And in the end, it will put together who you best identify with, who's a character in like TV or movie. And Antoine, do you feel like it spoke to you? Do you
yes.
feel like it matched you up?
Yes, without
a doubt.
I feel
like it matched all of us up.
I feel very comfortable because it'll give you a full match list. Mm-hmm. So it like breaks down different characters by the percentage that you connect with them. And I'm going through the majority of mine and I'm like, yeah, this is me. And so the top one is Lucius Fox. Hey, Batman's my favorite superhero, but Lucius Fox is the guy that created all of Batman's like equipment, all of his technology, and he's also like his strategy, like he's in Batman's ear when Batman's out on missions and things like that.
Gotcha.
So he's very strategic.
So he's Morgan Freeman's character in some of the Batman movies.
And Batman Begins, Dark Knight, and Dark Knight Rises. Yes.
You know, I can see that. That does make sense. Okay. It kind of does fit your personality.
More about the future than the present type things. Yeah.
Monica, where it's like helpful, but also a little bit of a mansplaining know-it-all. Like just
trying to help.
Yeah.
Trying to help.
Seems fairly accurate. Do you feel like this test is speaking to you, Monica?
I think so. I mean, my number one, I don't really know who this character is, but Nymphadora Tonks. I think I said it right. Harry Potter.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm not. I don't need that.
You know who that is?
I meant to tell you, go with the ones you've heard of. So who's the
one? That was my number one that popped up. But then Thor and Daenerys.
Okay. Mother of Dragons.
You like to destroy things.
That makes sense. Oh. You love Thor and his hammer. Yes.
Yeah.
So Thor and his hammer, and then the Mother of Dragons from Game of Thrones, which makes a lot of sense for you. Absolutely.
And Arya Stark.
Okay. Yeah, there's a lot of, it's definitely sci-fi leaning. It's got Star Wars, Star Trek in there, and Game of Thrones. There's a lot of them. It's probably not going to surprise anybody here who I best identify with, but it might terrify some of you. Ever heard of a television show called Dexter?
Yes, I have.
Yes.
I've heard about it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So Dexter, the serial killer.
Wow.
That's my number one.
And that makes sense because Dexter kills, but he feels like it's justified.
I kill with a conscience.
He feels like, I don't know, the conscience. He feels like he's helping society.
I kill with a conscience.
By killing.
Yeah. Don't you tell me how I feel. I only get rid of bad people. I mean, he only gets rid of bad people.
Uh-huh.
But
or
ultimately,
what he deems as bad people.
I'm charming and likable because my number two, Jerry Seinfeld.
Who said he's likable? Who likes Jerry Seinfeld?
Monica's mom. Wait, you don't like Seinfeld? I know Monica doesn't.
I mean, it's an okay show, but
I don't think
of Jerry Seinfeld as somebody I want to hang out with. Charming and likable. Like, charming and likable is like somebody who has like a big group of friends and everybody's like lining up to spend time with Jerry. Okay. Nobody's spending time with Jerry Seinfeld.
Let me tell you something right now, Mr. Terrell. For your own sake, you may want to tread lightly.
I'm listening.
That's all.
Nobody wants. If you watch his comedian Netflix special, Comedians Getting Cars or what? Comedian Getting Coffee.
Oh yeah.
He's not that enjoyable.
I actually don't. I don't find his stand up to
he's
be that funny.
He's not that
at all.
Enjoyable to be around.
So lucky for you, we agree. I shall let thee live.
It's the K92 Morning Thangs.
Yeah.
Most viral.
Say it's going to be a big trend this summer. Demand is high. They can't even keep them in stock. And Monica, I don't know if you actually have gone ahead and purchased this, but you talked about it. The adult kiddie pool.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we already have one.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I was thinking. But yeah, I was like, maybe we need a new one. Like, you have to get something a little bit bigger.
Well, you better get in line because people are buying it. Mini Dip Lux is the name of this company that makes adult kiddie pools.
The past 2 weeks have just been crazy demand and everything, you know, even at our bigger retailers, they're completely sold out. It's definitely becoming kind of that oasis and that sanctuary to have a little bit of joy, you know, during all these times.
It's such an interesting thing when you get into something like this, where there are tons of people losing money, okay? Businesses going under, people not getting paid as much. And then there's the flip side where people are like, yeah, coronavirus, I mean, I have made me some money. And it's so it's interesting if you are one of those people because it's like, you're happy, but, you know, it's
does
also...
Does it continue and all that?
With all of that stuff. Yeah. So, I mean, like the mask people. People who make masks. Mm-hmm. Where can you get a mask right now? Can you just get like a good...
I don't think so.
Like a cloth mask. I just want to be able to order one and not have to have it say sold out, out of stock, coming 2 weeks from next 2022.
You have to know people that are making them.
Yeah, but then they go on TV and say...
I was able to order, fortunately, in... I got mine like within a couple days.
Okay. I need to go to that place. Don't tell nobody where it is because I need to know. Because again, you want... make sure you wear a mask. Cool. And they're available where? Go ahead and let me know. I would love to know where they are. So that would be fantastic.
I have no clue.
Another thing, this is one where, man, I don't know. I don't know what else you do, but this sounds like it's going to be a trend this summer, is instead of sending your kid to camp, there's virtual camp. They have virtual camp.
Happy Camper Live brings some magic.
This is real. This is not like a fake commercial or anything. Like, here.
Happy Camper Live brings some magic of summer camp to you. We have hundreds of activities for you to try to inspire you to find your passion. Upload your videos and become camp famous at the world's largest campfire. And we also have an original web series where you can really feel what it's like to go to camp with your friends at Happy Camper Live.
I mean, I guess if the alternative is nothing, what are you going to do? But it's, man, it's so weird.
No, because then as a parent, you have to make sure, because you paid for the camp, I'm sure, and you got to make sure that they're logging in and they're making their arts and crafts. No.
Antoine, okay. I found a good alternative. My son's going to Camp YouTube. He loves it. He wants to go anyway. Big fan of Camp YouTube. Absolutely.
The K92 Morning Thang. Hear more at K92Radio.com.